I'm Sheena.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Pierre.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes. Join us weekly as we dissect and analyze the world of celebrity pop culture and provide our POV with a down under lens. Think Ariana instead of Ariana.
From Vanderpump Rules recaps to the latest pop culture roundups, or discussing very important topics such as, is Jacob Elordi Princess Diana coded? You can count on us to provide our unfiltered but very enthusiastic take as we explore the intersections of celebrity culture and society.
Whether you're a pop culture aficionado or just curious about buzzworthy moments, we promise to provide you with a fresh perspective and sometimes witty banter.
Let's go. And we're back. Welcome to another episode recap of VPR season 11, episode 9. Woo. Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang. Love the title of this one.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, I've got no camera today.
Yeah, I can't see you. I can just hear your sultry voice.
The pool party in existence.
All right, so we are, we're up to episode 9. We've only got a few left. I feel like they really picked up the pace this episode.
Yeah, I feel like we've got so much because even when Tom brought up the kiss with Sheena, I was like, oh my God, yes, I forgot about this.
I feel like there's
so much to go. And then also with the dog. Ariana's dog, like there was so much that, and also the therapy, like so much that we saw
in the trailer.
The trailer has come from this episode, and then the beach episode is next episode. Like I feel like it's just, we're just getting started. We did not need the first half of this season.
Come on, guys. Like what were the editors thinking? Like
honestly,
it's literally just getting started.
Stuff like this episode just made me kind of give up on VPR.
Do you know what they should have done? Sorry to interrupt you, Pierre, but it just came to my mind. What they should have done, because they started filming so long ago, they should have run the first half of this season earlier and then left the rest to now. You know, like they could have divided the season. I would have been okay with that. I would have been okay with watching that and then left. It would have left me wanting more.
Really? That's a great idea.
Because me, I'm like the same as Lala at the end of the episode. I'm like, yeah, I can't see those people anymore. I'm just done with them.
It was an icky. There were icky moments, but it feels like it's gearing up for something bigger and something better. Bigger and better is to come.
The bigger and better, like, is a reunion, and it's in what, another 5 episodes?
Yeah, we've probably got like a month or 6 weeks.
Bored right now. I got to be honest. Like I'm so bored. I can't.
You didn't like that episode, did you?
No, I'm just honestly. I'm just done with Sandoval. It's like okay, he's an asshole. Okay, he's a dickhead. Okay, he doesn't take accountability. Do we need that many episodes to just realize that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's ashing us with that, and like the whole Katie Ariana dynamic. I'm like, I'm done with the duo. Honestly, they just like, even at the after show, you know, they just like, I don't know, the caricature of those mean girl, like
the caricature.
I fucking hate how they use the word boundary as it was like. Oh, I'm just done with it. Gotta be honest, like
you've been listening to Nick Vile, haven't you?
I have, and I actually didn't like. How he was shooting at Sheena all the time.
Oh, he hates Sheena.
He's not a Sheena fan, is he?
He's so not a Sheena fan. He was coming after Summer Moon as well a bit in his podcast.
Well, not after after
Sheena for her parenting style,
like,
for sure.
After Sheena, after that episode, like, she is the worst. I could not stand her that whole episode. I was like, she needs to
grow. This episode, Sheena was the worst?
She was the worst for me.
Yeah, like, so I think that, I don't know, I'm turned a bit on Lala from this episode.
Oh,
I was
a
bit over Lala, for once.
Tell me.
She's been like the MVP for me this whole
I know.
Series season.
I just feel like she's self-producing too much. Like, she, mm-hmm. it's just like you need to, like, she's getting in these scenes with the boys so she can have more airtime,
mm-hmm.
so she can kind of have her own storyline,
mm-hmm.
like weaving herself in, self-producing. And I just don't think she would be doing that if it wasn't a show.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of over her. And I'm over her, like, the whole sob story about, like, you know, I've been there, my ex, I know what it's like to, you know, hit rock bottom, rah, 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 rah. I'm just like, oh, fucking cry me a river, I'm done.
Yeah. It felt a bit like that.
You, though. I feel that, once again, she was a fucking MVP in that episode. Like, everything she said, I was thinking it. Like, the sandwich testing. Are we doing that?
Oh, yeah. That, I agree with that.
She was on point with that. Like, why are we doing this again? I had the Sopra Setter. I had the Greek goddess, whatever it is.
By the way, when they bring the sandwiches to Lisa and they go, oh, it will be freshly baked every day and toasted as well. It means, like, so what? You just bring me a shit tartine, or what's going on with the sandwich you bring me?
A shit tartine. A tartine is like a piece of toast.
Yeah.
For those of you not French.
You don't know what a tartine is, yeah?
Well, we call it toast.
This, no, you call it bruschetta as well. I've seen that, like, in shop.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
That's not what a bruschetta
we
is.
But
anyway, and at the end when she was like, I'm leaving, I'm just done with all those people, I was the exact same. I was like, yep, same stuff. I'm going to go and have a beer because I'm so done with them. Like,
well, they were all pretty wasted and she was sober. So she was probably like, oh, fuck,
that must
I need
be
to.
Hard.
Everyone's getting way too lit.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think was the MVP of this episode? Pierre, you saying Lala?
Lala, Team Lala.
Okay, Sheena.
Ride or die, baby.
I don't know if I had one.
Yeah, it was a bit.
No one. I didn't like anyone this episode.
So maybe I can help you there. If my MVP wasn't Lala, it would be Brock.
Brock was good this episode. Brock was good, actually. Yeah. Do you know what? Brock really brought it. Brock brought it. Woo!
Brock brought it.
He was just like this dropping episode. Grenades and running.
Brock broke the fourth wall.
Sheena was, I mean, horrible. For entertainment value, Sheena was there, like always.
She was but wasted at that hotel, Ziggy.
Oh, but do you know what? Okay,
it was
so
I funny.
I have a theory about this. So I think that she knew that it was going to be talked about. She knew that her and the Tom situation was out and it was going to be talked about. And I think that's why, because she kept on saying it, she was like, oh, I don't drink, you know, I don't drink often. I don't drink often. Ooh, feeling tipsy. And she was like, woo, when Katie pulled her aside to have that conversation just one-on-one. And she was like stumbling and really
fell into the pool.
She was really
she's
leaning.
Like, oh.
She was really leaning into it. Into her drunkness, and I thought that.
Hang on, but why did you think? Wait. Why did you think that the conversation was? She felt the conversation was coming if it happened 12 years ago. Why now?
No, because I think that she knew that Tom. I reckon Schwartz had said, "Heads up, I've told Lala."
You think? Yeah, I reckon. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
And Lala told her.
No, Lala told her after. Lala said that she went to Katie first.
She did.
But I don't think she would have done her friend dirty like that. I think maybe – I reckon Schwartz may have said something and then maybe there was a conversation off camera between Lala and Sheena. But Lala was like, just FYI for, entertainment's sake, because I think Sheena would always, very much like Tom Sandoval, Sheena would always put the show first, and she knows
1,000,
what will be good for TV.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock was great,
because
Sheena would be hard, and I think he is somebody who, like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to rag on Sheena, but I think that he can put up with her. I think he can like go toe to toe with Sheena at times when he needs to.
Mm-hmm,
and I think he's a good support system for her, as well as being able to be like somebody who can kind of mirror what's going on and give her like reason to just chill out a bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, agree.
So on a scale of one to Sheena, I was...
Wait, you need to film this because this is good.
Do you think that the all him telling Tom Schwartz about Max was planned? Do you think they talked about that? And she was
like, nah.
You sure?
No, because he would want Schwartz's reaction to be on camera for the first time, like his real reaction.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, do you think Brooke and Sheena planned?
Mm.
Do you think Sheena told, like, well, at some point, you're gonna tell Tom Schwartz about that?
100%.
Right.
Sheena and Brock had this conversation because Sheena, very much like Lisa Vanderpump, has learnt how to drop a bomb without getting her hands dirty. And I 100% think she palmed that ball off to Brock and was like, you take the lead on this one. Mm. It needs to come from you, and I need to be in a position where I can't look like I've given this to you. Like, I have to look like, because she was very much like, oh, Brock, how dare you say that? I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I hate you so much right now.
In front of Katie, because I think that she's at this precarious point with Katie and she's trying to salvage that relationship. Because also, knowing Sheena, she is a people pleaser. She doesn't like being on the outs. And so I think that this was completely orchestrated.
And I feel that scene was the only one relevant on the show. Have you seen how Ariana was pissed off that she was surprised, but she was not pissed off that Katie didn't tell her about the Max stuff. And to me, it proves one thing. They're not really friends.
Hang on, it was the night before, though. Like, she probably hadn't gotten around to her, and she wanted to take it to the grave.
Sheena, let's be fucking honest. Like, you...
I don't tell my friends everything.
You wouldn't tell... You would find a way to get back... You would find a way to get back at your ex. By doing that, you wouldn't just tell your friend about it. You wouldn't tell your best friend about that. Really. You would keep it to yourself.
I mean, eventually, but it was literally the day after.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm sure. Like, it's that the other don't know about it, but that Ariana, when they're in that dynamic of like our exes are pieces of shit, and like we are strong women and we will take over and stuff and shit. You think she wouldn't tell her that?
So wait, you're saying that you don't think that Sheena wouldn't have told Ariana?
No. I don't think that Ariana and Katie are as friends as they want us to believe they are.
I mean, this
does it matter?
Does it? Yeah, like,
yeah, it matters.
Who really cares?
Of course, it matters.
Why?
They're just posing there the whole season about the two best friends who do everything for each other, while starting the business together, and it's the two strong women against all the other men. But no, it's not. It's just for the show. They're not really.
I don't think so. Nah. But like, what would you want them to do? Like, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Yeah. You know, sorry? Like, what would you want them to be like?
Skipping down the road, holding hands.
No, but actually sharing that kind of stuff. That's what best friend would do.
Wait, what did you want them to share? I don't know if I...
He thinks that Katie should have told Ariana about Max. And I'm like, well, give her some time. It was literally the night after.
Well, maybe you go.
I think if anything, and like... I wonder, like, we didn't listen to the whole of the Nick Vile podcast, so I don't know if they actually spoke about this or not.
No,
but I want to know if she told Dana, because that's the real thing
to
me.
I was thinking that as well.
Because now they've got a business together, and I would like, imagine if Sheena had gone and, like, you, Sheena, I mean, obviously if Tones was out of the picture. If you had hooked up with an ex, even if it was like just a fleeting ex, it would be weird.
It'd be weird. Like, it would be weird. But
they probably don't have the same taste.
they run in different circles. It's obviously everyone fucks everyone, but that's yeah, true. The Dana and Dana and Max were actually like properly seeing each other.
Yeah. And well, she liked
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah. She was yeah. more.
I mean, it was a few years ago, granted, but still, like, it's yeah. that mm-hmm. that was my issue. I didn't.
I thought about that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got to be honest. Like, I don't think Katie should feel bad hooking up with him. Like, from a Tom Schwartz point of view, I don't think Katie did anything bad. I think Max. Did Schwartz.
Max did dirty
for yes. sure.
But for me,
what a
honestly,
dog.
Katie, dog.
Katie got all the right. She hates him now. She hates Schwartz. He cheated on her countless times. Like, she got every right to do it, you know? But mm-hmm. Max is a piece of shit.
Okay.
But we
yeah.
knew that.
What do we think of a revenge bang?
It is 100% a revenge bang.
I mean, I've done it before.
and
same, actually.
Okay.
With a best friend. Or, mm-hmm. And I felt so
and did you tell
bad.
Your best I didn't feel bad
day.
At all.
And did you tell your best friend?
Yeah, probably. That's just
yeah, yeah.
I can't keep anything
yeah, okay,
in.
So
I'm not going to name names. So I'm yeah. trying to think whose yours is.
No, you wouldn't. It was before Melbourne.
Okay, you know ooh. The one I'm talking about.
The obscure Brisbane era.
Anyway, okay, let's start at the
oh,
top.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
So, yeah, we haven't even started. Okay, we are opening with Billy Lee visiting Sandoval.
Oh, okay, okay. Can I just say one thing about what the fuck? Okay, this was the most disturbing thing for me out of the whole episode. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this says more about me, but... The way he made his bed.
I wrote that down too.
I was like, I was having a conniption watching it. I was like, dude, you haven't. Okay, so clearly it was for the camera. It was so that he wasn't on the other side because obviously the cameraman was there. But it was giving me anxiety at the fact that he didn't put the bottom sheet all the way onto the other side. Before then he put the top sheet on. I don't even know if there was a doona in the doona cover. It was just a fucking mess. And
it was all crinkled
right.
and
like
just don't
bother. Just yeah. stand there and talk to her because my complete attention was on the lack of bed making going on, and it was
and the fact that she
to say the least.
And she's like,
I thoroughly enjoyed watching it. It was great.
Like, oh, that's really clean here. And you're like, fuck no, it's not. What are you talking about, Billy? I don't want to see your bedroom.
If this is your standard of clean. Oh,
and I really liked. Did you see all his little like platform Converse sneakers like lined up in that like hanging thing, the rack?
No. Oh, yes, I did. But I was very preoccupied with the bed. I did in the shoe hanging shoe rack,
the
you know,
shoe
like
thing.
The IKEA ones.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. When there's a scene with Billy Lee, I miss a lot of details because I'm just trying to see if she's gonna blink or not. Mm. So I'm just focusing
on
her.
No, do you know what I realized? Ariana doesn't blink. Is
doesn't
Ariana
she?
An alien?
She's a witch.
Does she not blink?
She doesn't blink. I need to, and this is, I've only just realized it, so I've only watched it for a snippet. But when she does, when she's like talking about, when somebody's talking to her and she doesn't like it, she's like, does this thing with her eyes and she doesn't
like
blink.
How do you call that?
Squint. Squint.
Squint. She's squint.
Oh, I've never noticed her. I'll keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for now. I'm going to be watching that for the next episode. But I just,
gosh. But okay, yeah, so the purpose of this scene was, I don't really even know, I guess for Billy Lee to be telling Sandoval that she's bringing her girl tea.
Yeah.
To Hotel Ziggy, and then they laugh about like whether it's worse to live with your mother or your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that I was completely missed that. Clearly preoccupied with the bed.
Yeah, it wasn't anyway. And then in his confessional, Sandoval explained that a couple of months ago, his attorney sent him a letter of intent to Ariana, saying that he basically wanted to buy her out and for top market value. Yeah. And then in the after show, we get Ariana like explaining what it was.
Okay,
it was,
wait,
like,
so can you explain
email.
It? Okay, Because I didn't watch that, but I felt that I saw a little clip, like a preview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically she said that he was making up dollar amounts. Like he didn't have the house evaluated at all or appraised. Okay. The email was very informal. Like he sent it directly from him to her when she has told him like countless times, like everything goes through my lawyer. It's a no contact policy.
Yeah.
And apparently it was just like, yeah, it was like very informal. It wasn't the correct amount. It wasn't even like the, so the letter of intent, it wasn't even that, like it wasn't
a proper,
it was basically just an email saying, I'll give you this
hey,
amount.
What's up?
But yeah, then
it was not a proper offer. Mm. It was like an intent. I'm thinking about giving you that much for the house. What do you
would say? You take this much
instead of being like, hey, I'm giving you that much. You want it or not?
Yeah. But actually, can we acknowledge Ariana's new house? She just bought a new house in Hollywood Hills. Woo!
Sold
get
by
out of there, girl.
Sold by it's another real estate agent who's like on LA listing or whatever. Another show sold it to her.
Oh, is it buying Beverly Hills?
Is she in Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills. That's Mauricio's.
That's Mauricio.
And then there's Million Dollar.
Yeah, there's Million Dollar Listing.
Million Dollar in LA. Yeah.
It's one of the guy from there. But.
Like Josh Flagg or something.
Pretty fast eclipsed by Lala's house. Who's the MVP again on buying property? Who bought a $3.1 million mansion?
Oh, yeah, Lala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the valley.
So she's got the little apartment and then the valley one, and then she's got the Palm Springs.
And after you've got Kristen, who just moved into a new apartment, who's got a bourbon bar in the fucking bathroom.
A bourbon bar in the bathroom?
Oh my God, that video is hilarious.
Well, that would be Luke.
Wait,
because
what?
He drinks whiskey.
I need to watch this.
Oh my God, I sent you the link.
Kristen drinks Tito's, remember? Yeah, you need to watch The Valley.
I know. I've watched the first set, but I need to watch the second. Anyway, so it's clear that going back to the house, it's clear Tom is keeping the house. He got what he wanted. Whatever.
Oh, okay, so he's keeping
I'm
it.
Not sure.
He's keeping it.
No,
yeah.
I think Sheena would know.
She's
more sleuthy when it comes to this stuff.
All right, but you tell me what you think, Pierre.
I don't think that's at all. I think that she bought her house, but...
So what's happening with the suing?
No, but he'll still keep the house. He's going to keep the house.
I'm not... How do you
so
that?
He's selling it. No, she's selling it to him, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She's still suing him to sell it.
She's still suing him, but he's...
That's not he going to buy her out.
Won't he? Yeah.
No, I'm not really sure.
Okay, well,
that.
You do some sleuthing then.
Let me know.
We'll come back to you. Also... What do we think of James picking out Ali's outfit?
It's giving Kanye West control.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like that. And he doesn't style it. He literally just picks a dress
and
a
handbag.
I'm like, girl, you need a style. You don't just wear a dress.
Yeah.
It's not your
What's
outfit.
What's makeup going to be like? What's
everything
the story going to be like?
Accessories, yeah.
Like, what are the shoes? Like, come on, James. But also... She likes it, obviously. That's what she's leading us to believe. But also, yeah, it's giving Kanye. It's giving Kanye.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ariana talking to Anne upstairs.
Yes. Oh my God.
So cute.
Wait, so Pierre has some inside goss on this.
Oh, tell me.
He told me yesterday.
So
like, what?
Anne, in a podcast, confirmed that she was super drunk and high on shrooms when.
During this conversation.
Ariana.
Yeah, it's on a podcast.
Before Taylor Swift?
Yeah, because she's like, I was pre gaming, but also. I've got another stuff about that. And yes, it is about our friend Tom. That asshole on a podcast said that he got her the ticket for Taylor Swift from, what the name of the jeweler?
Kyle Chan,
who apparently made Taylor Swift some earrings for one of a clip. So he said, oh yeah, I got Anne some tickets for Taylor Swift. But on a podcast, Anne said that to buy the ticket, like she had to fight with Ticketmaster and she took 3 hours off work to actually get a ticket. So again, he's fucking lying.
How can he do that? Like, how can he think that he's getting away with like actual blatant lies?
Well, blatant lies, I don't know. I mean,
do you think that he got her tickets and she had already bought tickets?
I don't think so. But I think that in his mind, he paid her a salary. She used the money to buy the Taylor Swift ticket.
Oh my God.
So fucked. It was
Yeah. That's like when you salary sacrifice for parking or something, you know, like I get that, but like what?
My God, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Juicy. Okay. Juicy, so she's talking to Ariana on the phone, drunk and high on shrooms before Taylor Swift. Then Ariana tells her exciting news that she's looking for an assistant.
And Anne's face when she was like, so okay, cute. I'm looking for an assistant. She was like, and she really thought that Ariana was going to ask her like, will you be my assistant? And then she was like, so if you know anyone.
Yeah.
Like, what? Well, can I be in the running? Like, take me, pick me.
So
pick me.
Cute.
Yeah, she made a big mistake there, though. She should have asked if she's going to have house chores in a contract or not.
House chores? No, because obviously, well, yeah.
Yeah.
They were so cute. Just going back to Billy Lee, when she was with Tom and she was laughing at pretty much everything he says, she was giving Julia Roberts getting her hand stuck in the jewelry box. She's like, I could not get that out of my head.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
Tom could say anything. Tom could be like, I've murdered Ariana. And she'd be like, Tom.
Literally.
You're hilarious.
Oh my Literally. God.
Let's talk. Actually, we forgot to point that out. So you remember the creepy jokes he was doing to those two poor girls in the pool?
Yeah.
He did the exact same one to Ty, T, or whatever, T. and a friend.
When?
Like, when we see the flashback. He's telling girl like, oh yeah, my friend, I'm gonna bring my friend, blah blah blah, and you see him doing the same
that was at the same time, but
but it was different.
Okay,
at the pool party we could see he was telling that to the two girls.
Yeah,
but obviously he really said, oh yeah, nothing big, just talking about my ex, you know, just oh yeah, nothing big, just a 10 years relationship. And it's like, bro, you shouldn't joke about that because you that shit. Yeah. Like, it's your fault.
But then he was making jokes about, like, he used to be a pool boy to T. Remember that? When they're at hotels again?
It's not a joke. He was a pool boy.
I'm
sure he was. He would have thought he was the hottest pool boy going.
That is 100% true. He thought that was his first job.
No denying that.
I believe you.
Yeah.
That was probably back in
that
the
fits.
Days when,
that fits the bill.
Oh, what was that show?
The Hills.
Baywatch.
No, Wisteria Lane.
With who?
In Wisteria Lane.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
That's when pool boys were on.
Oh yeah, that pool boy was hot, wasn't he? The gardener, Jesse Metcalf. Was that his name?
Anyway, so then we go on to Lala and Schwartz.
This was. Okay. I don't know.
I thought it was
This was
cute.
Weird.
No. I thought it was
I
cute.
Know. I'm off Lala in this episode.
I thought that their interaction, I liked it. I thought it was sweet. But also, so is it just a juice bar? Because I was like, wait, is this a weed place? Or is it?
I think it's a juice bar.
Yeah, it's a juice
like
bar.
Like a healthy,
okay.
Yeah.
So what are the syringes? Just like some kind of like
just
vitamin
health
boost
shots.
Thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Puree and syringes for $25.
Yeah, an expensive juice.
Right. Yeah.
Fructose.
And then Schwartz was like, what did he say? He loves health benders, but then he likes – no, what did he say?
Yes, he loves points. sobriety,
non-sober benders. I love drugs and alcohol.
Lala's face was just like, okay, yeah. I've actually never seen you full on sober.
I love,
you know, like indulging in drugs and alcohol, but then I also love going on, you know, like sobriety benders where I just get like full into working out and like drinking juices and all this stuff. And Lala's face was just like, okay, yeah, to be honest, I must have missed that bender.
Sometimes when Schwartz talk, you're like wondering if is there brain damage, because like honestly, like,
it's from all the drugs and alcohol.
Honestly,
yes.
Like sometimes you just feel like he's
all the benders,
not here anymore. Like he's just says stuff, and you're like, oh, bro, shut the fuck up.
Like, and I guess, yeah, like I guess there's always so much happening in their lives, and you know they live in bloody West Hollywood. Yeah. So it's like they're always, even if they do have a massive night, it's not like us where we just, you know, like we're very good at resting the next day and just lie around and like recover. But they like get up. I'm so good at resting. They just get up and go out again and like do shit all the time. So they don't give their body time to recover.
Oh, that would just be
That's why they get IV.
Yeah, that's why they need IVs. True. Yeah. That would be fucking hard. Your poor body.
I'm pretty sure Katie is pretty good at resting too.
Oh, yeah, she would be.
Like, and she's got nothing going on. So, well.
Okay.
Actually, after Nick Viles, when she did Nick Viles' podcast, she was saying that the day before she had like 7 margarita. That was served. Yeah, that was served in little carafe. And I thought that was really fancy.
I need to watch this episode. I've listened to parts of it, but I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Nick Vase.
Okay, so Lala and Schwartz, this is the scene where he confesses to making out with Sheena in Vegas 12 years ago, and we get that amazing reaction from Lala. I just love her face. Can we talk about her skin? It is insane.
Immaculate.
Holy shit.
She would have the best skin going, especially because we've been rewatching Summer House. And Pierre's
Lindsay's skin?
Lindsay's skin. Amanda, not good. Amanda's just come off birth control at this stage. So she's having a bit of a breakout. But Lala's skin, and it's probably because she doesn't, like, she doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink. That's alcohol.
It's literally not drinking. Like, yeah.
That's why
she drinks so much water. The Perrier is like free flowing at her place. She is a hydrated gal.
She is.
Her skin is glorious. There goes.
And her her fake tan is just on point. Like I'm like, I want to know what shade she uses. What is it? Like I need it in my life. it's beautiful. It's so flawless. Good.
Flawless.
Okay, so according to Schwartz, when they hooked up in Vegas 12 years ago, him and Katie were going through a rocky moment.
You've been hooking up with other people.
Like you don't just cheat on your fucking partner every time you're going through a rocky moment. Anyway. Yeah.
And also he was probably going through a rocky moment because of cheating. Originally, you know, he probably had made out with somebody and Katie's annoyed. So then they're on the rocks and then he's like, oh, I'll just go make out with somebody else. Might as well, because she's already mad at me for it. So.
Yeah. God, who knows? So, okay, let's get into the kiss and like the timeline of it all, because obviously Sheena has come out saying it wasn't a make out. It wasn't a kiss. Like it was just like he grabbed me and kissed me and I pushed him off type of thing. Sheena said that it was – so on the show she said it was when she was engaged to Shay.
Yeah.
Which was season 3, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't 12
But now
ago.
She's come out saying that it was season 1. So that is confusing. It's like, was it season 1 or was it season 3? Because she's like, it was season 1. Nice. It was when, you know, Tequila Katie hated me, as if I'm going to go, you know, like telling Katie when she already hates me. And it was a nothing thing anyway. So, like, there was no point.
But do we believe this was a nothing thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if there's a girl who absolutely hates you and like a boyfriend come on to you and stuff. or even chat again.
I mean, at that stage, everyone was hooking up with everyone. Yeah. So,
wow, you mean everyone was hooking up with Kristen?
Although, also, I love that Kristen's in these after shows. I just love it.
Oh, me yeah, too.
I think she was in my dream last night. I think I was dreaming about the valley.
Gross.
So weird. Do you know what? It's because I had a podcast, one podcast in my ear. So I reckon I was like half awake and just like,
subconscious bleeding.
Yeah. And Kristen came into my dream. So funny. So wait, so do you guys not think it wasn't a thing? Like, do you think that they did actually make out?
I reckon they made out. I reckon that Schwartz, because I cannot see Schwartz just going up and making out with somebody who's not giving him signals that they're going to make out.
See, I can.
Yeah, drunk Schwartz would be pretty dead rippy kind of stuff, I'm pretty sure. Like, gotta be honest.
Like, trigger alert.
Yeah, sorry about that. But that's the truth. Like, I think that blackout Schwartz would be pretty insistent.
You reckon? Like,
he'd be so sloppy. Yeah. He'd like just grab her neck and be like, "Hey."
Actually, yeah.
And it was very like, you know, as they said, Sheena and Ariana made out that night, so it was very much just like everyone was just getting in everyone's business. And
oh my mouths. God. Are we going to uncover a secret threesome in Vegas?
Oh, my gosh, yuck.
At the Golden Nugget?
No.
Or a secret foursome?
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
It wasn't the Golden Nugget night, apparently, though.
But got to be honest, I don't really care about that storyline. They made it huge
also
in the trailer, you know. Yeah, they made
they did
huge stuff, but I'm not really interested by it.
It is huge because it's something that we have, that's something that has been kept secret for so long.
So long.
And it's two people that you never would have guessed. But in like now that it's all out, it's kind of like, it's not as if Katie and Schwartz are together anymore. You know, the repercussions of it now are quite minimal. So it's huge in that it's like a juicy goss, but the fallout is not there.
Yeah.
There's not going to be much. It's
but in saying but in saying that, when we saw this in the trailer, we all agreed it wasn't a thing. It was just, but so it is actually bigger than what we thought it would be.
Yes.
Like, I didn't think it was going to be real. I thought it was just like, you know, what did we think it was like? The little Sheena's clone or something, or
or that it just it was like a joke, like we could have been taken out of context, like short saying, like, oh, I hooked up with Sheena, and then it's like, nah, just kidding, no, I didn't.
But the reason he's bringing this up is because obviously him and Sandoval have been chatting about, like, okay, we need to take the heat off Sandoval and the whole thing, like, we need another storyline. And so Schwartz again is, you know, getting swept up by Sandoval's orders, basically, and just throwing something in so the heat's taken off him. I honestly think that's – why else would he have brought it up?
And he even said that. He said, I wanted to show people that, like, highlight the fact that we've all cheated and we've all done things that are really shady. So it's not just Tom. He's not there out on his own. And you're like, okay, Schwartz.
Yeah. So in the after show, Katie said that, you know, if it was such a nothing moment, then why didn't they tell me? Yeah. But then she also said, like, if she had have known, she would have broken up with him. I don't think she would have, but she's saying that now.
She wouldn't have.
I don't think she would have, but she would have.
Previews, so
she would have gone hell for leather at Sheena after Sheena. Like, Sheena would have been in the firing line. Schwartz, she would have been angry at, but she would have stayed with him, unless it was towards the, if she found out towards the end of it, it could have been like, okay, well, this is just, you know, another this is a nail in the coffin. If she was ready to leave him, but Sheena would have got the brunt of the anger, I think.
The brunt of the anger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sheena was I forgot about this, but Sheena was a bridesmaid at their wedding.
I forgot about that too. I was like, oh,
that's
they're
fucked.
Because Darcy was on the outs with Katie. Wedding. And so Sheena was
Yeah, that's right.
They were like really good friends at that stage.
Mm.
So she couldn't have brought it up then. Imagine.
Oh my God.
How fucking awkward. Yeah. It's just the incestual nature of this friend group is beyond. It's so gross.
But yeah, in the after show, Katie was like, she wasn't sure if she could trust Sheena, and this just confirms that she can't.
Yeah.
So it's clear that their friendship is kaput.
Kaput. Katut.
Katut kaput. Okay, so let's go into the scene when Katie goes and visits Lala.
Of course. Like, of course Lala goes straight to Katie. And I understand that. Like, why would she go to Sheena? But the way that she said, I didn't want to tell Sheena because I didn't want her to make up something to make it all okay. I didn't want her to have. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, nobody trusts Sheena.
Nobody. Oh, but yeah, so I was thinking that. I was like, there's no way that, like, yeah, Lala did it. Like, I don't know, because they're just such good friends. Like, Sheena watching that back would have been like, huh?
Yeah.
And then Sheena said on her podcast a few days ago that last summer she told Lala about it. Like, oh, Schwartz tried to hook up with me ages ago and they kind of like, she like laughed about it.
Yeah.
But then she thinks that maybe Lala didn't put two and two together because the way Schwartz described it was different to the way Sheena did. Yeah. I don't know. I reckon
that they knew, and I reckon Lala had given Sheena the heads up that she was like going to Katie's. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
That feel.
Yeah.
Because they are, like, Sheena and Lala are good friends. Mm. And I think that they, and I, as I said before, I just think that Sheena would put the show first.
Yeah. But so would Lala.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that they both, and I think Lala knows that. So I think Lala would be like, I'm going to go to Katie's though. I'm going to go and tell her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that it comes from me and it's, you know, yeah. But yeah, apart from that, it was a bit of a, when I first saw Katie rock up with the bottle, I was like, is she bringing alcohol to Lala's place? Like, how fucking rude. But then I guess because Lala was drinking her non-alcoholic.
Yeah. So it was rosé.
So it was, they were having a drink together. But my first thought was just like, okay, it's a bit rude.
Just as well.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else we want to say on that scene?
Nah, not really.
I liked Katie's outfit, little vest thing. She looks good.
She loves a vest, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's really I liked her outfit. Style.
Yeah, it's very much her style. I liked the Hotel Ziggy. I liked the kimono style.
Yeah, I liked that. And the boots. So those boots, they're only from ASOS. No, they're ASOS. I know. Wild.
Love it. Girl. All right. Okay, so
Hotel Ziggy.
Okay, I thought Sheena, and she's said this, like how she was catty, but she was such a fucking mean girl
to
Joe in this. I could not stand her in this scene, and especially because Sheena has been on the receiving end of this kind of behavior before, and she knows how like mean and how sad it feels to be on the receiving end. She knows that. She's experienced it firsthand, and she's spoken about it at length of how like she was left out and all this stuff. And she was just like, I just don't think there's any reason to behave like that, 100%. Especially to another girl. I don't care like that, you know, Joan knew and she was complicit in the affair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't the one having the affair. She was just like dragged into it, and it's just, there's just no excuse. There's no excuse to come at somebody like that and just pick apart
her appearance.
Her appearance. I mean,
yeah.
I was like saying that, and this is something that I've done on this podcast, but also I'm not, it's not in a mean way. I'm just like putting my opinion out there of, like, you know, like Lala's outfits and things like that. She was just, it was only coming for a place from a place of malintent. It was malicious and it was bitchy and it was mean and it was not nice, Sheena.
Not nice, Sheena. Yeah, she was on this night. Like, she was next level. Mm. And I know that it's because she'd just come off her anti-anxiety meds, her Zoloft. So, like, alcohol, you know, her tolerance would be much lower. So she got white girl wasted. Mm-hmm. But her saying, like, I'm going to bully you. Take the fucking hat off. I was like, excuse me? And poor Joe felt so uncomfortable.
Also, and I like really Sheena,
her. She was so awkward
coming in it. Like, okay, sorry, Sheena, are you who I'm supposed to listen to for fashion advice?
Because, yeah, oh my god,
no,
plus it's stuff when she's like, oh, if you're a stylist, like, you should show your work. It's like, do you think she's cut her hair herself, you dumbass?
No, she would have done the braids herself.
No, okay, but she's not doing a color. She's not doing
styled her hair. No, that's the whole point.
It's like, it was just bad. It was mean. It was fucking stupid. And for me, Sheena is dead now from that stuff. Because honestly, it was just the meanest fucking shit just to get along with her girlfriends. And I hate that. I hate that. Like, in the after shows, they were like, oh, no, we were not bullying or whatever. It's like, yes, you were totally bullying. You were bullying someone out of appearances, out of awkwardness by your mental health, and for someone who never did anything to you. It was just horrible. Just like the scene when she's talking to that girl, T, who hasn't done anything to anyone. Like, Ariana handled it pretty well, but Sheena, she was just that mean girl kind of stuff, and the face she was making, like, honestly, I can't stand her anymore. Sheena, she's done for me. Like,
I loved Brock because afterwards when Joe was clearly upset and crying and they knew that, and Sheena's like, oh, where's Joe? Where's Joe? And Brock's like, okay, relax on the where's Joe. I thought that was so good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you tell her, Brock, like, clearly you don't care where Joe is, and clearly you know that she's in the bathroom crying because of the shit that you said to her. But also when Ariana says, like, when Ariana says in the confessional that Joe was a full-blown mean bully girl, I was like, come off
it.
Somebody doesn't just change their personality completely, especially somebody like Joe, where we see, if she could change her personality like that, then we would be seeing somebody who's not this fucking awkward on camera.
She's not
a mean girl. Yes, she might have been, as I said before, like, complicit, and she knew about the affair. That does not equate to a bully or a mean girl.
No.
Like, I'm definitely sorry, Ariana, not having it.
And Lala made a good point in the after show. I think it was Lala. Was it Lala? So Lala said that Katie needs to disengage in the comment section. Like, Katie is an absolute fucking bully troll online. Yes. And she said, Katie has millions of followers. Joe has a small platform. Let's not do this. Like, do not keep bullying her online when you have literally a million followers and Joe has what, like 200,000 or something. Like, enough.
It's just like, if anyone's mean girl, bully. Yeah, it's that. It's going after somebody online and especially coming for them. Joe was so right when she made that comment about how hurtful that is to come at somebody, to call somebody a crackhead when they've got ADD or ADHD. And it's coming at somebody's, like, the way that they deal with things when they're, you know, neurodivergent.
Can't say
that word. But it's just horrible, and it really just is icky. That is icky. Didn't love it. I felt like, ugh, grossed out by all of them being Sheena, Ariana and Katie in that scene.
Yeah. And then they got that group photo, that girls' group photo, all of them. And I was like, oh, this is just so, I can imagine being on the other end of that and just feeling so, like, you would just know they were talking about you. Like, it was blatantly obvious. Yeah.
This is stuff that I have nightmares about, of like being like left out. And you know, like every person knows that feeling. They've either experienced it or they've been the ones giving it out on that end and doing it because they don't want to be on the receiving end of it. You're either on the giving end out of fear or you're on the receiving end. And it's just a horrible place to be in. And
it's just crazy that this is happening with females in their mid-30s, mid to late 30s.
Like, just get over it, girls.
Get over it.
We've had enough.
Okay, so then we get Lala and Katie filling in Ariana on the Schwartz kiss. I'm like, why did we need to tell Ariana about this?
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I think it was to see if Ariana knew.
Because it was in Vegas. True.
Because it was in Vegas. And also, what do you think about that? I kind of think that Ariana did know. Because she's like, what? Sheena made out with me. I don't know. I just reckon that she would. I think
she knew. Sounded like she was like very, very drunk. So she probably like has like blackout memory of that night. So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And then, okay, so after Lala and Katie fill in Ariana on the kiss, Sandoval picks his moment to approach Ariana with his backless
jacket.
Jacket.
The coat, the backless
Miss
coat.
Miss Scusi. I mean, he kind of looked good, fashionable, but then the
aloe cap. The aloe cap.
He needs to stop with the aloe cap.
I can't. The trucker cat.
Yeah.
It's like a Von Dutch. It's giving Von Dutch.
It is. But yeah, that was really awkward how he was like half bent over and she was just like giving him like the cold ice, like an iceberg, like the jawline, like
so speak funny.
To my lawyer. My lawyer has it.
Send it to Daryl, mate.
I can send it to Daryl.
It was hilarious though. Like that was just it, that will be iconic. That scene of Tom coming over and Ariana just not having a bar of it, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Ariana, did you get my email? Like, fuck off." Yes, I got it, and I deleted it straight away. Send it to my lawyer.
You're blocked. You're in my spam.
Yeah.
Piss off. Then we get old Shishi going down for a chat with Katie when she does it.
I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk.
She was very funny though.
She
I'm like, I hope I'm not like that when I'm drunk. She was quite slurry.
I definitely am.
No, it was quite cute actually. It was fun. But I was like, fuck, you're on like global television. In this state. I love it.
Yeah.
So I think Katie handled it well, like the way that she approached it.
Yeah. Because it could have gone either two ways with Katie. And I think that's why Sheena was probably so drunk and probably nervous about what the reaction would be. But yeah, Katie held it.
I think she was finding it funny, like that Sheena was so drunk anyway, so she probably couldn't take her seriously. But I don't know. I reckon let's just freaking move on.
It's just a nothing.
Yeah.
So then,
Oh, then we
Lala
get to
and the boys.
Lala and the boys. I've totally missed that.
So this is where Tom says it about Maya, where he comes in and he's which Pierre also has some goss on this bit too.
Tell me.
Well, not really goss, but like Anne as well in a podcast said that basically the AC technician was in there in the bedroom, and that it's more likely him who just like he went up there, did his job. And Tom did something else. So left him up there. And it's more likely him that just locked the dog in the bedroom. But she says, well, that she was running an errand when that happened. And that the dog didn't
chopping off Tom's letters to the post office.
Probably didn't stay more than like 30 minutes in the bedroom. So,
yeah.
And I believe
as,
that.
As much, yeah. And as much as I understand, Ayana, like, you don't want, when you've got a pet, like, you don't want, and you can get really upset if something can happen to them. And I completely understand that. But I don't think it was like.
It's not on purpose.
Again, that Tom Sandoval can be trusted or whatever.
And also, it's like, if you've left, like, skewers lying around.
Chicken skewers.
And your dog, and your dog is around the house anyway, pick them up.
Like
put them in the bin.
Put your shit in the bin.
Also, who, sorry, I just don't do this. Leave like gross takeaway next to my bed.
Right. Especially like chicken skewers.
No matter
had,
how
like,
over I or
meat.
Drunk I am. No.
Doesn't finish chicken skewers. Like, come on.
No, but so even if there's the skewers and the chicken's off, they've had like cooked chicken on them or whatever. Just pick them up. Like, don't leave that shit around for Anne to pick up. So rude. And yeah, I just don't. The way that Ariana was so furious at Tom, basically, because this is where she alludes to the fact that he was trying to kill her dog, her child.
Yeah, like,
my child.
What the hell?
It's like, well, no, he didn't. Because this, A, it was a mistake. Even if he did let the dog in there, how is he supposed to know that you've got like leftover food scraps lying around?
Yeah.
Unless he's been eating in your room too and left them out. Like, he didn't put a barricade of chicken skewers up at the door for Maya to, you know, eat or like stick her head into. This was clearly an accident. He's also been around Maya for 10 years. You're still living there. So the dog is going to have interactions with Tom. And we see that. We see the dog out in the kitchen when Tom's filming and Ariana's not there. Like, we know that they're around each other. It's just the way that she came at Tom with all this like resentment and bitterness, it was
it didn't sit well, right?
It didn't sit well.
It's just like, yeah, no.
We know that you hate Tom. We get it.
Oh, and like, but yeah, but you can't blame him for everything.
You can't blame him for that. Tom, like, Tom has done some shitty things. This is not one of them.
This is, that's so crazy about Maya eating 500 laxatives. Holy shit.
And whose laxatives are those?
And why do you have 500 of them?
How are you like, bulk buying? Where are they?
Does it come like in bulk in the US? I don't know.
Maybe. Like everything.
Yeah, 500. That's
500.
Wild.
Why would you buy 500?
I haven't had laxatives since I was a child.
I mean, don't those expire as well?
Oh, no. I've actually had laxatives after childbirth. That's the only time.
After childbirth, I had to do a poop.
Yeah, see, that makes sense.
Yes.
No, but I really don't see why do you need, like, how do you, it's like if you were storing 500 Panadols. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you have 500? They expire. Are you going to use 500?
Clearly.
Over a year? Is it over
they
a month?
They expire in
Is
like that... 3 years. They're like, they last a while.
But so, okay. So 500. Hold on. Let's do a little math here.
Let's not.
Let's do it. Like, it's interesting. So they expire.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes.
We are mathematicians. They expire after 3 years. You've got 500 of them. So does that mean that 3 years?
It's a lot. It's a lot for anyone,
but
even if you're a couple.
But it's to share, like for a family or whatever.
Family?
No.
A family of two. Okay,
hey,
they're clearly taking laxatives on the reg. That's the takeout.
I mean, okay, let's move on. So that scene, I miss that scene. I haven't written anything down.
So
but
then
with Lala and the boys.
Lala
but this
and
goes
the boys.
Back to what I was saying about her self-producing.
Yes.
Why is she just going on a scene with three of the boys?
And she's really, you know, being open and very level-headed, but very open to what they have to say and their conversation. This is very new Lala. She's like just so – what is the word that I'm looking for? Just like very peaceful, just like, yeah, okay. No, I'm open to all Toms. I'm open to hearing about anything that you have to say. Very friendly.
She's just in the era of forgiveness, clearly.
Yes. And so this is where Tom invites Lala to the therapy session the next day.
Can't believe she went.
So then we move into Tom's therapy session. I loved Lala's outfit in this scene.
I was just going to say, how good did she look?
I was like, I need this. I'm stealing it. I'm wearing a raincoat. Or like an oversized
so raincoat style thing
with it's like, pumps.
It's like and a duck hunting camouflage.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
It
still can't tell you what her style is though. She's all over the place.
No, she's very confused.
Yeah.
But this one was good. Tick. Yeah. Add that to the repertoire.
I did like her boob tube outfit though as well at the lunch with the boys.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of lace.
Yeah, that was cute.
I liked it. She just looks, her arms are amazing.
Oh my God, her body. Hair,
like her décolletage, everything is stunning. Well done.
If I wasn't so lazy and didn't like alcohol, I could look like that too.
If I spent my life exercising and didn't eat any of the food that I currently eat and didn't drink, I could also look like Lala. Oh, I just need to grow a bit.
I'm a bit short, yeah.
But she is, oh, I love it. Yeah. I loved that outfit. Okay, so when Tom was breathing here, I was like, again, I was getting stressed out. I was like, I don't think – is he breathing correctly? Like this doesn't say, I don't think he's doing it right. And the guy's just there. Like he was like,
Dr. Vu.
Do you know what it reminded me of? You know, this scene in Sex and the City when Charlotte and I think all the girls go to that lady and man, it's like the sex ed class.
Yes!
And
he's yes.
Wanking him off.
That is
what I was reminded of. I was so like, oh, Tom, he's about to come.
Yeah.
He's about to come in his pants.
Yeah. And then Lala's just standing there behind and then the doctor's like, Let's give a friend.
She probably thought the same thing. She was like, where have I seen this before? Oh, God, does he know I'm here? Should I go?
Oh, my God. But she said she's like she could picture Sandoval having a needle dick. She said on the after show. I could picture that too.
Yes, I could definitely picture that. Oh, yuck.
Gosh. Anyway, so he comes out of his orgasm. What was this type of meditation? Because remember in the trailer we thought it was the ketamine therapy
thing? Yeah, I thought it was. Okay, yeah. So do you know what? Recently, in the past couple of days, I did an audition it was like an online ad and it was about vibroacoustic therapy. And I think that it could be something very similar, if not that. So basically where like ear music is turned into vibrations that you listen to and it kind of is a mode of therapy.
So let's get to the chat with Lala and Sandoval. I feel like he was I didn't mind him in this.
I loved this. I loved
scene.
It.
Yeah, I thought he was just like himself. He wasn't acting. Yeah.
No, or I did, thought he yeah. was himself and I thought he was, for once, he was listening. He was listening to what she had to say. And also I felt like he felt safe. Like she had come to his home. He was in his home. He was in a safe place. She was obviously open. And came to him with a tone that was like, I'm just explaining this to you. This is how I feel. And there wasn't like no guards were up. Everything was kind of vulnerable and open. And I felt like she was so articulate. And I loved this conversation. I felt like it was a really good conversation to see especially on reality TV, especially this kind of reality TV where, you know, the drama and the ickiness is something that's really kind of pushed and promoted on these shows, and it's something that like people go for. So this kind of conversation was just, it was nice to see. I felt
yeah. Good. What do you think, Pierre?
Not much,
honestly. Thanks.
Pierre's awfully quiet over there.
He's on his phone. What are you doing on your phone?
He's actually got the house or not. And he he's doesn't.
Still on that.
What?
He was looking
doesn't.
At.
He doesn't have the house. He didn't settle on it.
Oh, not yet, but I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew he's been on his phone for probably the past half an hour just looking at. Okay, like, well, it's been a while. Yeah, what did you think of it, Sheena?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of my, like, I don't know, my kind of susness on Lala.
Yeah.
Because that was in the back of my mind in this scene. I was like, she's just, I can just see the way her brain's ticking over and, like, she's plotting to, like, carve her storyline this season. And, you know, her storyline involves making amends with Tom or the redemption thing. Yeah. And so I don't know. Like, I did like it. I did think it was a good conversation. It was productive. I think that he was actually himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was for
productive
once not.
Is the perfect word.
Yeah. He wasn't defensive. He was very, I think that he didn't have his guard up. And, yeah, you're right, he was listening to her.
Mm.
But I still am like, she's going out of her way to talk to him and hear him out and make friends with him when they didn't have a relationship to begin with. I guess that's the whole point. She's like, let's start a relationship because we never had one in the first place. But I'm like, this is the time that you're choosing to do it.
Also, it's like she knows that, like there's a way in because Ariana's so against it, Katie's so against it, Sheena's in the middle. If not Lala, then who? And I think that that's created an opening for her. So she's like, I'm going to get all this screen time.
Plus, I'm
going to look like the voice of reason, which Andy Cohen does describe her as the voice of reason. Recently he said that.
Which
I think, and I think she knows, and this is probably goes on to where you're saying that she's self-producing, but she definitely knows that she can come across as somebody who's very level-headed and rational and a voice of reason. Like that is something that she is leaning into and identifying with. Also the fact that she's, you know, one of the only true sober ones on the show. So she has that temperament, and she has the ability to like see clearly. She's clear-headed, essentially.
Yeah, definitely.
And she's definitely on the path of, it's not like, I feel like Tom has the redemption story, but not only does Tom have the redemption story in this season, but it's Lala as well, because she was the one who would like come at people. She was, you know, described herself as the pit bull and things like that.
Yeah.
And she would be like very aggressive, and now she's completely done a 180, and so she's kind of created that own her own story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah, for herself.
Yeah,
and she knows. She's definitely aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. She's definitely aware of how she comes off and how she wants to be portrayed in this season. And also, if they do go onto the Valley, and if the two Toms do go onto the Valley as well, then she's got more people that she'll be filming with. There's more opportunity for more time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Pierre's favourite scene, the sandwich tasting. That's something about her.
Oh, gosh.
Can you do that again?
It's so true. Why are we here? Like, well, okay, we've got furniture now.
We haven't seen that shop at all. And that's the opening scene. Like, it's just... Yeah, I think as well... Oh, my God. Like, I'm just... First of all, the recipe are just lame as fuck. Like, oh, let's do caprese sandwich. Oh, yeah. Like, caprese salad is not the lamest fucking salad in the world already.
What? Take that back right now. A caprese salad is fucking delicious.
It's tomato and mozzarella. I didn't say it was not good. I said it's boring. It's like the one you do in a half minute, you know? Like, so you just take sliced bread, sliced mozzarella, sliced tomato, put it together, boom, caprese salad.
Oh, my God. This... Okay. Whatever.
But they're so fresh.
It's so fresh. You have to have a proper...
Well,
apparently, the bread wasn't fresh from the day.
Oh, no, it was, and she's just pointing that out. But also, the sandwiches didn't look as good as they did originally.
Last time,
I don't think.
Yeah.
They looked a bit dry. There's a bit too much bread going on.
I think
it wasn't appealing to me.
No.
Yeah. I'm such a food snob now because I live in Melbourne. Like, we have everything. Everything's so good. Like, even when we went to Italy, I was like, oh, I've had better pasta in Melbourne.
You call this pasta? Please. This is not al dente.
Oh, gosh. I think it was really, really funny, though. Lala was like, we already did this last summer. Greek? Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yep, tried that.
Yeah,
and then how she's like, oh, hang on, no, but stop this part. It's really funny. And then James goes, we all know Tom likes a sloppy Joe, right?
That was
brutal.
That was so funny, though.
Brutal.
It was brutal. It was it was funny though. I did laugh.
You know
and it
mean?
Was so James. It's so James. So like, James is such a freaking scorpion.
You think it's brutal and stuff, but like... I feel that it's funnier than it's mean, you know? Like,
she would have.
I would have taken offense to that. Yeah.
I'm not sloppy.
Sloppy.
That was super. Well, she's sloppy as fuck. Well, I mean, no. That was super funny. That was really, really funny. It was
wasn't really, really funny.
Yeah, it was a good play on the
It's not as funny as Worm with a mustache.
No, it was a good context.
It was a good play on words. We'll give you that, James.
No, that was good. That was good. Really British of him. Really Monty Python.
But then we get to Lala telling Ariana about going to her house.
Yeah, she's like, I was at your house.
Yeah. And Ariana was like, this is the non-blinking part where I was like,
oh,
what?
I need to rewatch it.
Because I was like, what is it? There's something about her eyes, like she's almost doing the Billie Lee thing, but it's more squinty. But what is it? What is happening? And I was like, oh my gosh, she's not blinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know like Ariana wasn't buying it. She was like, yeah, cool, whatever.
You do you, Lala. Yeah.
You do you, yeah.
You do you, Lala. But it's as well Lala testing a bit the water with her being like, oh, well, so I hang out with him. Like, are we still friends? Are we not friends? What are we going to do now?
Lala very much knows that she can do this. And what would Ariana have to say? Because Ariana's already, she doesn't give a fuck if Ariana's like, well, I'm not going to hang out with you. Lala's like, well, okay, I think that's petty. And that's why I think Ariana just goes with it and she doesn't say anything to Lala. What she says is in the confessional and she just says, well, I don't think that that's true. And what she says to Lala is, oh, well, actually, do you know what I was doing last night? I was spent all night at the emergency vet because Tom basically tried to kill my dog who is my child. And she knows that Lala can't disagree with that. It's kind of like,
well, I do think that once you have an actual child, you understand that your pet is not your child.
That would be heart wrenching. Lala also has a dog that has been around her for a long time,
yeah,
and
I'm sure
to take Lily. Yeah,
if someone tells her it's between Lily and your daughter. Would you?
Yeah,
pick,
but
pick
also
daughter,
like to have Ariana doesn't have kids, and Ariana doesn't want, like, this is the closest thing to a child that Ariana will have at this point in time, and Ariana, like I feel for her. I 100% feel for her. Having to take your dog to the emergency vet would be so heartbreaking, yeah, especially knowing that she's already taken Charlotte to the vet and that was the end for her. Like it would be hugely traumatic for her. And I think that's why she's coming. My point of the story is that she doesn't pull Lala up on anything to do with Tom. Like I think that this would have gone down very differently if it was Sheena saying that she'd gone to see Tom.
Oh, 100%. That's just
tough as well. I don't like Lala is better off without Ariana. Because what is Ariana going to bring to her? Nothing. She's the one who's been able to like get the game out of the show and do some other stuff, which Lala would have loved. Like she wrote a book, she made a single, she acted in movie with Randall and stuff, but she's still it's true, but she's still that girl from VPR, whereas Ariana now, she's from VPR, but she's as well on a fucking Broadway show. She's hosting
Love Island.
She's gonna host Love Island. She's, you know, like she got out there. So basically she's never gonna do anything for Lala's career, and Lala knows that. So for her now, it's like there's no hesitation as to like I do whatever I want. And you know what? If you go that way, you'll be the one looking petty.
Exactly.
Whereas with Sheena, Sheena is a friend and has been a friend for years, you know? So I can see how Sheena is a bit more twisted, even if she's dead for me. But I feel that Lala is just out there. And Ariana reacted well as well, because she could have been, you know, she could have given a shit on the spot or whatever, and she didn't.
Yeah.
But I think they're just like in two different worlds anyway already, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Sir. Do we want to say anything about them hand delivering all of the sandwiches to Lisa again?
That was quite cute. Ken was just like, again.
Yeah, again.
Why are we doing this?
Little girl Ken is like, again, my carbs are over the fucking moon right now. Okay.
I want
some sea bass. It's a special tonight.
The bloody sea bass. You can tell the scenes with Lisa in when it's at night, because she's clearly requested like a real like fuck off light to like blur. Did you see how bright the lights were?
No, I didn't even notice it.
Oh my gosh. There were like spotlights on them. Like it was very, very obvious.
Poor Ken, he's like
production had to bring in all this extra lighting because it was a scene with Lisa. But yeah, I think that, yeah, that scene was funny. It was just cute to see Ken. But then how Schwartz comes over and Ariana and Katie are like bullying him. That was awful.
Oh, yeah. I felt for Schwartz. And, you know, it does like that is not in me to really feel sorry for Schwartz. But
I
fumbled the bag. What fucking bag, honestly?
I felt for him. I was like, and also knowing what we find out with the Katie's hooked up with Mike. It just felt, I was like, oh, poor Schwartz, he's just getting it again. And I also felt like Schwartz was just like, whatever, like, you know what, I'm over this. I don't have to apologize to you for this, you know? So let's get into the max of it all.
Oh my God, okay.
Hold on, before we get to the max of it all, can we just acknowledge how fucking crazy it is for someone to have the life position of 56 people on
Earth. Wait, okay, so this is the max of it all, because this comes into it. But can you just explain this to me? Because I've never shared my location with somebody.
I don't think it's really a thing here. No. It must be an app that they
No, you can share your location from your iPhone to your iPhone contact. You can do that.
Yeah, but so I know that because when you go into like find my phone, like I know all of that.
Yeah. And it's not.
But you have to actually do it, right? So Sheena's got permission from all these 56 people.
Yeah, you have to allow it in your. You go in your contact and you go to see like Sheena and you just go like share my location. And
I want to know.
I want a list of all these people. I bet Brett. Is on there.
Brett's definitely in there.
I bet. I wonder if she still has Shay. I wonder, like, Rob. Oh my God, Rob is totally on there.
But I mean, it's the stuff like when you break up, you delete pictures on social media of you together and stuff like this.
She ain't deleting the location finder. Okay.
That's wait, so even, how do you?
Hey, don't stop sharing the location with her.
It is a.
Because on top of that,
you have to stop it. Yeah, but they're
suck
probably
out your battery.
I bet she doesn't have 56 people anymore. I bet they've all gone into their.
Oh my God, totally.
So how
do I share? I'm in Leah's name now. How do I share location? There's no option.
Yeah, you should have one.
I feel like it's an app.
No, back in the day with Snapchat, you could.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably still could with Snapchat, but I'm assuming that Sheena doesn't use Snapchat
still.
Yeah, because
in Find My Phone, then there's like people. So you can have like share.
Oh my God. Because
it's got
it's
devices.
So
and
fucking
it's got
creepy.
People,
I think it started like, let's not forget, they live in LA, they go out, they get super drunk.
You can share for 1 hour, share until the end of the day, or share indefinitely. I reckon Sheena's gone into their phones.
I do feel that originally it was probably like a kind of a safety stuff. You know, like you get the location of your girlfriend to make sure she makes it home safe.
Okay? But also, I think for this friend group, and maybe in LA, I think that, and I know that there are definitely parts of LA. I think that they're like bad service, like the cell towers are bad service areas. And so I think that because Sheena said that Max had obviously checked on his share my location thingy to see where Sheena was. So I think it's a thing for like people who like party and go out. That it's like, oh, where is everybody else? It's almost like they're here. Okay, let's go there. So they can do it like instantaneously. You're not waiting for somebody to get back to you if something. And I think
that's
probably
horrible though, because if I don't get back to you with the address of where I am,
you're like, hi,
I don't
here.
Want you to come.
Yeah.
You
know? So awkward. That's why Lala was like, hell no. Like if I tell you like, oh, I can't come because, you know, I just want to fucking stay at home and do nothing.
Yeah.
And then you check my location and I've told you I'm somewhere else.
You're fucking creepy. But if anyone's creepy, it's Sheena.
Sheena Shay.
And
she's
my goodness.
Not, but let's not. There's one thing as well that Sheena pointed out in that stuff, because she said that it's for safety and to make sure my friend got home safe. And Katie's like, oh, she never texted me to make sure I made it home safe. And it's a fucking lie, because Sheena actually shared a screenshot of the text between her and Katie, and she's actually asking her, did you get home safe?
Yeah, but that could have been one from
It's the date and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the whole deceit that little Max Boyens did to his best friend, his hiking best friend.
His hiking best friend.
What? Yeah, they go on hikes together every day, apparently.
Oh, maybe do but, some bushes. Why was he fired from Van der Pump Rules?
Oh, for racist comments.
Racist tweets.
Hold on. We saw Max in a scene at a bar.
Oh, yeah. In the valley. Okay, so this is my theory. I think that he's hooking up with Katie. I think he's really doing his darndest to get on
shows.
Even in the periphery, that he just wants to be on reality TV.
So we all agree that Brooke broke it, but on purpose. Like, yeah. Sheena is falsely mad at him. Like, that was planned.
Oh my God, Brock.
Yeah.
Ariana was a bit pissed off. Gotta be honest. You could see it on her face. Like, what, Matt Boyan?
I think she was just confused. She was like, Max? Boyan?
No.
Like,
yeah.
She's like, what?
Like,
why?
No. And probably because Katie and Dana are friends, so she's probably like,
a lot of dédaigneuse. How do you say that? In French, we say dédain. But she was like a bit like disgusted. You know, she get a face.
Oh, disgusted?
Yeah.
No, well, not disgusted, like, but more
shocked. Like,
No. She looked down on it. Like, you know, it was like, brilliance.
Oh, okay. Judging. Yeah, she was like, what?
Everyone was quite drunk. I was into it. I was into the vibe. I was like, oh, this feels like old VPR.
Oh, my gosh. I said to Pierre, I was like, oh, this, I feel like having a big, like, long lunch. This just makes me want to.
Oh, my gosh. Let loose. Same. Woo. It's such a nice day here today as well. I'm like, oh, it's I want to be out for lunch.
But yeah.
Okay, so I wonder what will happen with Katie and Max. Yeah. Or what happened after. Oh, sorry, actually. So after this all came out, like after Schwartz found out, it then took Max 5 days to call Schwartz.
I heard this, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
and he was like really apologetic, blah, blah, blah. So I think they're all fine now, but I don't know what's happening with Katie and Max.
Well, you can be apologetic. It doesn't mean that you're a piece of shit.
That's the real betrayal.
Like,
yeah. The real betrayal is between Max and Schwartz.
Like, that's so
but
far.
Also,
like, it was his fucking ex-wife. It wasn't just like a girlfriend of a few years.
It's LA, like, bro.
And
honestly,
it's his best friend. Like, Raquel wasn't Katie's best friend. You know, yes, she was in the friend group, but this is like Schwartz's, you know, really, really good mate.
Just kissed.
Yeah.
And also, but also, it sounds like Max was like, oh, it like I fucked up. Like, it was just a drunk thing. Like, she was kind of coming on to me. He
disgusting
fully
how they said that. That is disgusting.
Right, like, he fully
that
just
Katie was on a mission. Oh, get fucked. Try and justify
hold on.
It.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure we established that this was a revenge act. So she was on a mission for sure.
But you can't, like, it's
no,
not
but
as
you
as
can't
she
say that she
Max
put herself
into,
on
like, to sleeping with him, with her. Like,
yeah,
that's just not. I'm not about that.
No.
Yeah.
And Katie said Max was being, like, a bit, like,
flirty. And I want to,
like, creeping on her.
We've all seen Max. We've all seen old VPR. We've all seen what Max is like.
He's schmoozy.
He's a schmoozy and a thirsty motherfucker. Like, he was definitely flirting. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what else did I have to say? I had to say something else and I've forgotten something about Max. Okay. That's what I was going to say. I want to see if Katie and Dana talk about it on their upcoming podcast episode.
Well, because so they're on Nick Vile podcast where they recap.
But that would have been recorded before.
I told you that.
No, but it's a recap of the.
No.
It's a previous episode. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know as well.
Let's touch base on this
but
next week.
I don't think I want to know that much that I'm going to listen to the boring ass podcast.
We'll take notes. We'll get the footnotes for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll listen to it.
No, I'm actually following that great Instagram account to do recap of all the podcast episode of reality TV.
Reality Ops?
No.
It's Bravo Pod. No, Reality Pod podcast or something.
There's so many.
Anyway, was that it for that episode?
Yeah, that's it.
It's called Vanderpop Recaps. And it's great. Honestly, she's doing good stuff. I don't have to listen to Rachel Lema's podcast as well. I can just read that recap.
One stop shop.
I love it.
It's pretty good.
I mean, obviously, an ours.
Glad we don't hear about Rachel.
If you want to go deep, come to ours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You have a French accent.
Ooh. Yeah, there's no French accent on Instagram, so, you know.
All right. Well, that was, yeah.
There's no French accent on Instagram. All right. Well, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah,
and it's only uphill from here. I'm excited.
it's more, it's exciting. That was fun to talk about. The other ones have been like, ugh. Yeah.
But the other ones have been a slog and a half.
But yeah.
Yeah, we do need to speak about the valley at some point.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. We will. We can interweave it. Okay, let's because it's been a long time, so let's wrap
now,
this up.
But I'm pretty sick with it. Let us know in the comments if you want us to comment
in the comments
and how much of a D-bag Jesse is.
Yes, gross. Jesse, all righty. Well, thanks for joining. That was fun.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Au revoir.